This is Ella Mae Morris on Here's to Veterans, the best in music for all you ex-servicemen and women and your folks everywhere. Especially transcribed for you by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, president, whose members are donating their services. Hi, gang. This is Ella Mae Morris. I'm going to try to entertain you on your program, Here's to Veterans. So stick around, because we're going to have some music that's really going to jump. Here's one that kind of jumps, and I hope you're going to like it, because it has a real crazy title. Money, Honey.
You know the landlord rang my front door bell. I let it ring for a long, long spell. I went to the window and peeked through the blind and asked him to tell me what was on his mind. Yes, money, honey. Yes, money, honey. If you want to stay here with me. Now, I was clean as a screen and so hard-pressed. I called the man that I love best. I finally got my baby about a 3:30. He said, I'd like to know what you want with me. I said, money, honey. Yes. Money, honey, if you want to get along with me. He screamed and said, what's wrong with you? From this day on, our romance is through. I said, tell me, baby, face to face. Now, how could another gal take my place? He said, money, honey, yeah. If you want to get along with me.
This is Ella Mae again. You know, at most railroad crossings, there's a sign that tells you to stop, look, and listen. Well, veterans, that's excellent advice for you fellas who are planning to get a GI loan so you can buy a home or a farm or get started in a business. Now, stop, that means take things slowly. Don't rush headlong into a hasty deal. The VA says you have at least until July 25th, 1957... to use your GI loan benefit. Look, now that means you sure got to know what you really want, you know? And listen, now that means get the advice of a competent person before you go to your lender. Of course, you know that to borrow money under the GI Bill, you must go to a lender, not to the Veterans Administration. Now, what the VA does is to insure or guarantee part of the GI loan that you arrange with your lender. Later, I'll have a little more helpful information for you from your Veterans Administration about GI loans. But right now, let's listen to some music. Here's one that's especially for you. I love you. Yes, I do.
Love me, yes, you do.
laid eyes on you. This is Ella Mae Morris, and now, veterans, back to GI loans. As I told you, you still have several years to make wise use of your benefit. You also know that to get a GI loan, you must go to a lender, not to the Veterans Administration. Now, when you go to see your lender, take along with you your original discharge papers. Your lender can then arrange for the VA's guarantee or insurance of your loan. And here's another valuable tip for the wives of you ex-servicemen. Now, if you're using your GI loan to buy a house, be sure to check up beforehand on the neighborhood, the schools, the bus lines, and so on. If you're planning to start a business, work out your proposition to the last dot beforehand. Your lender is less apt to turn down a reputable borrower who can prove he knows exactly what he's doing. Remember now, veterans, a loan is strictly a business deal. GI loans are no exception to the rule. Now, here's a number that is really a very new one, and I hope everybody kind of likes it. It's sort of a timely title called Point of No Return.
Great Cradle, Great Heart. Great Cradle, Great Heart.
We've reached the point.
Well, gang, that about does it for right now. But before I leave, I sure do want to thank you for inviting me into your homes. I had a wonderful time, and I hope you did, too. Here's a number that I'm kind of sentimental about. Well, it kind of put me into business, and I think maybe some of you guys and gals will remember this one. I hope so, anyway. I know I'll never forget the old cow-cow boogie.
Out on the plains, down near Santa Fe, I met a cowboy right in the range one day. And as he jogged along, I heard him singing a most peculiar cowboy song. It was a ditty he learned in the city. Come a tie, get along. Get hip, little doggies, get along. Better be on your way, get along. Get hip, little doggies, and he trucked them on down the old fairway, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a tie, come a tie, yip tally, singing his cowboy song. He's just too much, he's got a Western accent with a wild love touch. He was raised on local weed. He's what you call a swing half breed, singing his cow cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a tie, come a tie, yip tally, yip yip, singing his cowboy songs, yip yip, as he was juggling along.
And that's the Here's to Veterans tribute from yours truly, Ella Mae Morris. Here's to Veterans is presented, transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President, whose members have donated their services, and this station, which has contributed its time in the public interest. Tune in again for more top-flight entertainment on Here's to Veterans. And so, this is Ella Mae Morris speaking from, dig this, guys, Texas, saying thanks a lot and so long.